A bill proposed by Mark Latham concerns religious freedom laws. It seeks to curb religious discrimination and provide wider protections for religious freedom. However, the bill goes further, protecting people from adverse action by employers from comments grounded in religious belief made outside the workplace. This bill has divided MPs and triggered a wide backlash. Jenny Leong is the state member for the electorate of Newtown and a Greens MP. The member for Newtown is also one of the few MPs who dissented from the majority and has spoken out about the bill. Jenny joins me now. How are you this morning?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you so much. Now, can you tell us a little bit more about the religious freedom laws?
Look, probably the too long didn't read version is to say that One Nation have a policy of banning the burqa, stopping the development and the opening of any new mosques, and then they purport to be bringing forward a so-called religious freedoms bill to the New South Wales Parliament. Like, if you wanted a definition of hypocritical, then I think that's probably it.
I know.
So we're starting from a pretty low base. When we see One Nation claiming to be standing up for religious freedoms, what this bill seeks to do is basically put on a pedestal certain types of religions, certain types of religious organisations, and say we want to introduce laws to provide those people that have religious beliefs that are religious organisations to basically engage in whole-scale discrimination against other people in the community because of the grounds of their religious beliefs. That is not what we should be doing. What we need to recognise is certain people in our society absolutely get discriminated against on the basis of their religion, and we should have laws in New South Wales that protect people against being discriminated, but we should not be entrenching in our laws that basically say, oh, we're going to give you the right to discriminate further against other people.
So, I mean, it sounds really contradictory. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
Welcome to
One Nation.
Oh, my God. Can you give us a hypothetical situation where it would be protecting someone?
Yeah. So basically, what everyone that we heard from and the experts that we heard from on this inquiry all agreed was there is a need in our Anti-Discrimination Act to have a protected attribute to say that if you have a religious belief and you're discriminated against on the basis of your religious belief, then that is absolutely unacceptable. And so I think everyone would agree that anyone that supports discrimination law would agree that we should have a protection for people in that category, in the same way that you're protected on the basis of your marital status, you're protected on the basis of your sex, your gender, etc. So what this instead sought to do, and what this bill is seeking to do, is to say, well, actually, we're going to broaden the issue of discrimination, and we're going to give religious organisations the ability to take discrimination claims. So under this bill, my understanding is that you could have a scenario where the Catholic Church would take a action against a state government employee for requiring a government grant to be open and accessible for everybody. And then the Catholic Church may say, well, we don't believe that certain types of people should get to use our facilities, so you're discriminating us against us, stopping us from applying for this grant, and we can then take action against you. Now, that is completely in contradiction to anything discrimination law is set up to do. It's about helping individuals being protected from discrimination. And then in addition to that, everyone would see the huge problem with the idea that a powerful body like the Catholic Church could potentially have all of these protections offered to them under this anti-discrimination law, when the whole point is to protect vulnerable communities, vulnerable people from being discriminated against.
You've written a letter to the Attorney General stating that they should disregard the final report. What conclusion did the final report make?
The final deliberative meeting on the report just showed how completely inappropriate this entire inquiry was. It was stacked from the beginning by people who are part of the Parliamentary Friends of Religious Freedom. And it was very clear that there were discussions and negotiations going on that would seek to remove any dissent from the dominant view of people on the committee, and that was basically that Mark Latham's One Nation bill was the way to solve this problem. What we saw in the committee was outrageous. Whole chunks of evidence that were provided by experts to the inquiry were removed from the report. We saw recommendations that sought to find a balance between the diverse views on the committee removed and replaced with ones that did not reflect the evidence that we heard. So the final report was in such a bad state, the recommendations were in such a bad state, that myself and the member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, both wrote to the Attorney General and said that we urged the government to disregard the report. They can go back, the government can go back and look at the submissions made by the experts and the people that have opinions on the idea of protecting religious freedoms, that would be great. But the report itself, sadly for the committee secretariat who worked on it, does not reflect what the evidence that we heard was. And that's purely was a numbers game where people just overrode the proper process, listening to the experts, and just came up with their own solutions and recommendations.
How do we find a good mid-ground? Because there's obviously points for either side, right?
Yeah. And this is the thing. There are two things that were not controversial in the committee. The first was to say that everyone agreed, and myself included, agreed that we need to provide protections under the Anti-Discrimination Act for people so that they are not discriminated against on the basis of their religion. Now, that is an agreed position, and I would hope that the New South Wales government will act to be able to address that gap. The second point of agreement was that the Anti-Discrimination Act itself is long in need of a wide, broad-scale review to be able to look at all of the different protected attributes and how it works. And so there was agreement also about that. So to me, there is a clear path forward for the New South Wales Liberal National Government to shove the Mark Latham One Nation Bill into a bottom cabinet drawer where it belongs, lock the filing cabinet and throw away the key.
Yep.
And start from a position which says, let us undertake a review of the Anti-Discrimination Act. Let us insert religious belief as a protected attribute in the Anti-Discrimination Act, and we'll go from there. That is what is needed. That's where the community is at. We all recognise there's a need for that change. That's where we should be going, not sort of trying to kowtow to the likes of One Nation and their, you know, attempt to create division where there is not division to improve their own standing and their own position of power.
The committee chair, Gabrielle Upton, urged the government to adopt the recommendations and introduce the laws by the end of the year. Is there anything that can be done to prevent the bill from actually going ahead?
Look, the main thing here is that we want the government to act on their own and a new bill, not to engage with the One Nation bill any further. If the government was to act in that way, then that would give reassurance to many in the community that can see the transphobic and bigoted and anti-religious approach that One Nation as a political party takes, sideline them. Let's work together with cross-party support, with the Attorney General leading that process, with key stakeholders and experts respected through the Attorney General's office to feed into how we do that, to protect people from discrimination on the grounds of religious belief, but also conduct a broad-scale review of the Anti-Discrimination Act. Both of those things are uncontroversial. What is the controversial part is that One Nation's bill was given this level of resourcing, this level of attention, and now is being included as part of broad-scale recommendations
back to the government. Yep. Oh, Member for Newtown, Jenny Leon, thank you so much for joining us this morning and talking about this topic. I think it's really important.
Really great to chat to you. Thanks so much.